Focusing Power of Centering Silence. Hello, it's Malcolm Cox here. This is the Sunday Sample, episode 48 for Corporate Worship Matters, and we're talking once again about silence in our times of corporate worship. I've done several episodes on this, and I don't know why, but it's really on my mind at the moment, on my heart, the value of silence, not just personally in our own devotional times with God, but also corporately. Now, you can look at the previous episodes about silence and the different uses of it if you like, but today I'd like to bring you another thought from the book Participating in Worship, History, Theory and Practice by Craig Douglas Erickson. And he has this to say about corporate silence at a certain point in the book, and it's page 45. Let me read this for you and see what you think. A regular pattern of silent punctuation allows time for the community to center for prayer. Breathing is synchronized. The worshippers become integrated. Thoughts are focused. Attuned to the words articulated by the leader, the congregation enters more fully into the expression of the prayer. And by the way, I'm including song here, I think. The silence of centering is a collective gathering of focus, he says. Then he draws an analogy with being in the Navy. He says that Navy veterans describe the wartime experience of a ship's crew being instantly awakened in the middle of the night by the engines being cut off. No matter how soundly each had been sleeping, all were immediately drawn together in silent awareness that something of great import was imminent. The silence of centering, he says, serves a similar function in worship. It is a frame that announces the great, graceful advent of God. It is a moment of anticipation, a hush when shadows hold their breath. So he's talking there about prayer in particular in a corporate worship setting, but I would suggest not only prayer, but perhaps songs too. Silence before a song, silence after a song, not rushing straight into the next thing. A purposeful silence, like we've talked about before, not unintentional, not accidental, not a distracting silence, but a silence that's been planned, a silence that has a purpose, a silence that is pregnant with something. It carries something of significance. It might be a time of reflection on a song. It might be a time of anticipation of a song. Perhaps we put the words up on screen and let people look at it and think about it before we get into the song. How about using silence to help people to focus? There is focusing power in centering silence. Well, what do you think about using that in your service in the future? I'd like to know what you think about this. It's on my mind a lot. So please let me know, and let me know your thoughts by leaving a public comment wherever you hear this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you think somebody else could benefit, please pass the link to this on to them. And if you have the time, leave us a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcasts. Hit the like button, subscribe to us, and I think that will help the recordings become more visible to more people. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks so much for being with me today. And I do hope that the next time you gather with all of your friends and all the saints to sing our great God's praises, and perhaps to participate in some centering silence too, that you will, in the words of Psalm 100 verse 2, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Take care, and God bless.